For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance paid a visit today to his birthplace of Middletown, Ohio. He pushed for, among other things, expanded production of domestic fossil fuels.
We could be energy dominant, which helps our people pay lower energy costs. It helps our citizens who work in the energy sector, and it helps our manufacturers make more of our own stuff and become more self-reliant in our own country. It's a win-win. We just got to get the current crop of crazies out of there and replace them with President Trump.
The GOP-led House Oversight Committee heard testimony today from Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle about the recent assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump. Fox reporter Hillary Vaughn has more from Washington.
Director Cheadle coming today with answers that are not satisfying lawmakers. She's not offering much clarity on the steps that were taken that would have allowed this assassination attempt on former President Trump to take place in the first place. She was asked by Congressman Byron Donalds when the Secret Service was aware that there was a shooter on the roof and ultimately why they did not remove former President Trump from the stage at that time. But Director Cheadle said she doesn't have the details, and lawmakers wanted to know why she does not have those details when this happened 9 days ago. She insisted that she wants to wait for the multiple investigations that are happening to play out so that she has all the information before giving her assessment of what went wrong.
Cheadle also says she will not resign from her position, despite growing calls for her to do so. A new caravan of hundreds of migrants is headed to the U.S. border from Mexico. Here's Fox's Evan Brown.
Hundreds of migrants from dozens of countries have departed Mexico's southern border on foot, en route to Mexico's border with the U.S. It is another of such caravans that have become incredibly common in recent years. Migrants involved, interviewed by the Associated Press, say they're afraid that a return to the White House by President Trump would mean an end to the ease of entry to the United States. The migrants encountered come from countries that include El Salvador, Cuba, and Guatemala.
Well, not all Christians today support Israel, and not just because of how Israel has responded to that terrorist attack from last October. Some Christians don't hold to the same beliefs as previous generations. Dr. Jeff Myers is author of Should Christians Support Israel? And talked about the issue on AFR's Today's Issues.
I think it's the responsibility of churches to do this. I'm focused on helping Gen Z understand the truth. I want them to get the facts about God's plan for the Jewish people throughout history, as well as the facts about the nation of Israel and Jewish people.
Seven states and the American College of Pediatricians are suing the Department of Health and Human Services over a mandate forcing doctors to administer so-called transgender procedures. Bob Kellogg has details.
The lawsuit contends the HHS rule is attempting to override state laws protecting children from mutilating interventions and threatens hospitals and doctors with extensive financial penalties if they don't comply. Matt Staver of the Liberty Council further states the mandate would
supersede the conscience protections that are protecting doctors and other healthcare providers in these particular situations, threatening, you know, the revocation of federal funds.
He states the burdensome penalties, if imposed, could potentially put some hospitals and doctors into a financial quagmire.
They could lose Medicare and Medicaid funds. And for some of these hospitals, for example, that refuse to do this, this could be tens and tens and tens of millions of dollars for these facilities. And certainly for the individual doctors, they could ultimately bankrupt their practice.
The plaintiffs in the case contend that the HHS rule is based on politics, not science, and prevents them from voicing their concerns about gender transitions. I'm Bob Kellogg.
In final news, U.S. auto safety regulators are investigating complaints that some Ram pickups and Jeep Wagoneer SUVs can lose power, shift into park, and apply the emergency brake. The probe announced today covers about 150,000 vehicles made by Stellantis from the year 2022. Find more news on AFN.net.